Hey, happy Leap Day, and happy new Lex Fridman album day to those who celebrate, which I suppose includes me, because I'm certainly celebrating that I have a new album out. We have so much to discuss, let's get right to it.
Your Daily Lex.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to my kids. They don't listen to this podcast, at least not regularly. But I'm very impressed with all of them in different ways and for different reasons. The one I was thinking about when I started that sentence was Sierra, who is 15 and who's in the play. The musical is cool. She's in Shrek. And, you know, the rehearsals go crazy. So Sierra gets up for school at 5:40 or something like that and leaves the house by 6:20. And, that has been coming home from school at 9:45, 10 p.m. because he stay after school for rehearsals. And then, you know, it's tech week now for Shrek. So it's really just tons of rehearsal time because the show starts tonight as I record this. And then, you know, she does it all again the next day and Sierra doesn't complain about it. Part of that is my rule is you can't complain about it or else I won't let you do all those things. But she really has trained herself to not get miserable. And she's like, yeah, I'm tired. Like it's tiring. But when she wakes up, she's got some energy and then she gets more tired as the day progresses and the show starts. And I guess you get that adrenaline burst. So kudos to her. I'm impressed by that energy and by, you know, she got great grades and she's happy. Man, being happy and tired, that is a real skill. Anyway, I am excited because I have a new album out today and I'm always careful about how much I go into these things. Well, that's not the, I'm not careful about it. I go into these things on this show because it's my show. I get to do what I want, but I worry sometimes like, hey, do people not care about my other things? Do they just want 5 minutes of my talking about whatever? But it's my podcast, so I make the rules. Anyway, I have this new album out. It's called A Sentiment That's Almost True. Some of you listeners helped name it. It's available wherever you listen to music. If you go to lexfriedman.com/sentiment, I'll get you links to Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can find it elsewhere too. There's a music video. We'll get to that tomorrow. But yeah, I was going to spend a couple days telling you about the album, probably roughly 12 days, maybe longer if I forget one day. But I'll play you, I guess, the full song. I've gotten feedback that people really like when I share the whole song. I think the flip side, the downside to my sharing the full song is that you monsters just listen to it on the podcast and then don't bother listening to it on music platforms. I wouldn't mind if you listen to it on music platforms. I'm just saying it's fine. Streaming it there helps, I don't know, something. I earn tons of pennies. I don't know. Anyway, the first song is called Ready or Not. It started as a song called Robot or Not that I wrote for our mutual friend, that's yours and mine, Jason Snell, and for his podcast Robot or Not that he does with John Siracusa. And I really liked one of my Robot or Not themes because I wrote many. And I was like, you know, this is a good song. This could be a whole song. And I was like, what sounds like Robot or Not? Basically, I was parodying myself and I came up with Ready or Not. And I guess it's a song about... It's in theory, it's a song about whether, you know, the singer's love interest is requiting if she's interested back. But it's mostly, in my mind, about the internet, right? It's about the different ways we use to communicate with people, I guess. Anyway, here is Ready or Not. Again, if you want to check out the new album, it's whatever music streaming service you lose, you search for me, and it's going to say, did you mean the other guy? And you're going to say, no, I meant him. Or you can just search for A Sentiment That's Almost True. Or like I said, get direct links at lexfriedman.com/sentiment. Here's the lead-off song on the new album, Ready or Not. By the way, I think that's a funny way to start an album with a track called Ready or Not. Like, Ready or Not, here comes the album. I'm so clever, you guys.
Ready or not, so did you text me or not? Should I answer or should I not? Do you feel me or not? Like me really or not? Are we doing this or are we not? Do you like what I've got? Do you dig me a lot? Do I still have a shot or do I simply not? Will you text me or have you left me or were we never really real? Ignored my DMs, so I'll carpe diem, cause I hate feeling how I feel, how I feel. Ready or not, so do you get me or not? Will you text me soon or will you not? Is my evening a bust or should I shake off the rust? Is it a Wi-Fi problem or one of trust? Do you like who I am? Did you mark me as spam? Do I still have a shot or do I simply not? Will you text me or have you left me or were we never? never really we. Among my regrets is that Facebook request, which I assume you didn't see. Probably it's true undeniably. I narrate unreliably. Will you ever reply to me? Ready or not, so will you let me or not? I could make you happy, or I could not. Will you answer or not? Take a chance or just not. I know my desperation isn't hot. Should I turn off my phone? Will I live life alone? Do I still have a shot, or do I simply not? Will you text me, or just regret me, or have I left your memory? I love meeting you, so now I'm subtweeting you, since I think we're meant to be. Aren't we? Ready or not, so did you text me or not? Will you answer or will you not?
Lex.